الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله يقبل توبة العبد ما لم يغرغر أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama ikram, elders, brothers and friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put a great opportunity on our doorstep. There are just 15 days left for the month of Ramadan to begin. And before any great event, there's always some preparation. If a person has a wedding in the family, or some dawah that he is having, then months before, he begins to prepare. In a similar way, preparation for the month of Ramadan, Allah has begun for the believers from 1 year before. 1 year before the month of Ramadan, Allah begins to decorate Jannah for the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Jannah and says, a time is soon coming wherein the faithful servants will leave and cast aside their worldly affairs and they will enter into you. So Allah is already preparing Jannah for us because of this month of Ramadan. So we ourselves have to begin and do some preparations for this month of Ramadan. That is why Allah gives us nights like Laylatul Nisr in Sha'ban, 15 night of Sha'ban. And other nights, Mubarak month of Sha'ban also. Allah gives us these opportunities so that we can draw closer to Him and we can prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. Last night was a night of ibadah, a night of worship, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself descends from the very beginning of the night and Allah announcements are made that is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? Anyone that needs rosy and sustenance that I may sustain him. Anyone has any problem that I may fulfill and solve his problem for him. Allah Himself announces these things. So these are opportunities for us to prepare ourselves for the month of Ramadan. It is such a great month that nafil actions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the reward to that of farad. And a farad, a compulsory action that a person does, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the reward of 70 faraid. So it is a great month. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself conscientized Sahaba radiallahu anhum regarding the value and the greatness of the month of Ramadan. Before Ramadan had dawned upon them, he explained to them the virtues of Ramadan so that they are prepared for it and so that they may vie with one another and compete with one another for the good. A hadith mentions that, and we have heard this time and again, this is just a mudhakara and a reminder for one and all, that Ramadan, the first 10 days, is the days of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So ulama explain and they say, for who is it mercy? It is mercy for those whose burden of sin is very little, who do not sin, who are already forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They from the dawn of Ramadan, from the first minute of the month of Ramadan, already they are covered by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in first preparation for the month of Ramadan, the first thing we can all do is make tawbah and ask Allah to forgive us. We all know our condition, how sinful we are, how many of the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have broken, how much of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we have shunned. Each one knows his own condition. Each one can take stock of himself, look into his life, that how many of Allah's commands have I broken. And each one of us can make our own tawbah and ask Allah to forgive us. So that when the month of Ramadan dawns, then we take directly, immediately from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we benefit from the goal. Tawbah is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves dearly. To forgive. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is the most forgiving, the most merciful. And Allah has explained this in Quran time and again. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving a qissa of a person from the Bani Israel who killed 99 people. Murder in Islam is something which is very serious. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمْ. Allah mentions in the Quran, the person who kills a believer, then his punishment is the fire of Jahannam, and he will remain in forever. Some Sahaba, to show the severity of this, they would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive a person who has killed. Allah Himself says, فَجَزَاءُ جَهَنَّمُ. His punishment is the fire of Jahannam to live in forever. So they would take it on the literal and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive a person who kills a believer. But ulama explain that this was probably because he wanted to show the severity, what a heinous crime this is. That is why he explained it in this way, that Allah will never forgive him. Nonetheless, the hadith mentions that a person from amongst the Bani Israel killed 99 people. And then in his heart he has this restlessness. We must always remember that a person who is in sin, who is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will always be a restlessness in the heart. A person may be in luxury and comfort outwardly. He may be living a good life. But inside there is turmoil. The heart is always restless. There is no peace and comfort in the heart. Because Allah mentions, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. That contentment comes with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person who is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maybe outwardly to the people, he may be living a beautiful life. He may be living a comfortable life. He may have everything he needs and wants. But he is in depression inside. If you look at majority of those people who commit suicide are those who are the rich class of people. Those who have everything they want, but no Allah in the equation, no deen in the equation. So this man killed 99 people, and in the heart now, that restlessness is overwhelming. What to do? So he comes to a pious man, and he says to him, person has killed 99 people, is there any tawbah? Will Allah forgive him? So this is a pious man, probably he did not know what the law, he did not know, or he thought to himself, such a serious crime, how can Allah ever forgive you? How can Allah forgive that person who has done this evil, and 99 times also? So I said, no, there's no tawbah for that person. So this person kills him also, and makes it 100. But still, that there's that bechaini, that restlessness in the heart, and that does not leave him. So he goes to a scholar, he goes to an alim, and he asks that a person has killed 100 people, is there any tawbah for him? Will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive him? So the man tells him that definitely, how can anyone come between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can prevent Allah from forgiving? What can prevent Allah from forgiving? Allah forgives all. Inna Allah, Quran mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive shirk. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah forgives any other sin for whoever He wants to. So He advises this man, yes, there is tawbah. Allah will forgive you. There is a way out. And this we must keep in mind all the time. No matter what we have done, no matter what sin we have committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin. Sometimes we think there is no road out. There is no way out for me. I have done the worst of actions. But we should never lose hope. A person who loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a believer. So our hope has to be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will forgive all sins. At the same time, we have to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why the month of Ramadan is coming also, to inculcate in us that fear and taqwa, that Allah is watching all the time, Allah is listening all the time, Allah is seeing all the time, Allah is present all the time. So nonetheless, he advises this man that there is tawbah for you, there is a way out for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive you. But you have to change your environment, move from here. There is a certain place, go to that place. There are pious people there, go and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with them. So the man sets out on this journey. On the journey of tawbah, on the journey of istighfar, to ask Allah for forgiveness, to redeem his life of sin. But taqdeer, on the way he passes away. Now the malaika of rahmah, malaika of adab, both descend. Both want to take the soul of this man away. And they have an argument amongst themselves, that he was an evil man, he killed 100 people. Malaika of rahmah say, no, he made tawbah, he is going to that place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, Allah knows everything. Allah becomes the judge, and Allah says, okay, measure the distance from the place where he is coming to, and measure the distance to the place where he is proceeding towards. And if he is closer to where he is coming from, then the malaika of adab should take him away. And if he is closer to where he is going towards, then the malaika of rahmah, of mercy, should take his soul. So they measure, and in actual fact, he was closer to the place where he was coming from. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala folds up the land on the other side. Folds up the land to the side where he was proceeding towards. And he becomes just a small distance closer to that place. And the malaika of rahmah take the soul of this person. A person who his entire life is in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is a kafir, a mushrik. He has broken every command of Allah, but on his deathbed, before the onset of the throes of death, before the malaika of adab come to him, he recites kalima and he says, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. That man Allah, also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is prepared to forgive. His life of sin, all Allah puts one side. That one kalima he recited, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, is sufficient for him to go into Jannah. From among Sahaba, there were those who recited kalima, became Muslim, went into the battlefield, not even one salah they performed, and they gave their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and immediately they were sent to Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah forgives all sins. Tawbah is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dearly loves. We should make tawbah before the month of Ramadan, so that we can capitalize on the situation. We can gain Allah's mercy. Wahshi bin Harb, he was that sahabi, radiallahu anhu, who killed the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib. Hamza radiallahu anhu was extremely dear to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was his uncle, foster brother, and he had a very close relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the battle of Uhud, when he was killed by Wahshi, the background to this was, in Badr, one of the mushrikeen were killed. So his master told Wahshi, so the relation of this person told Wahshi, that if you kill Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib, who killed my relative, then you are free. So Wahshi was waiting for this opportunity. Any person who is a slave, obviously, he is desirous of his freedom. He wants to become free. The life of a slave is really no life. So he was waiting for this opportunity. And the battle of Uhud, he says, I came out with the people. And my only objective was the killing of Hamza. I had nothing else to do with the battle. So he says that I was hiding behind a rock. The Sahaba were in a duel. Hamza radiallahu anhu came out, he finished his opponent, and then the battle started, and I was hiding behind a rock. When Hamza radiallahu anhu passed, then I prepared my spear, and I threw it at him, and I killed him. And that was the end of it. And thereafter, I stayed in Makkah until it was Fathu Makkah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam conquered Makkah Mukarramah. You must well imagine that when Hamza radiallahu anhu passed away, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was extremely grieved. He could not contain himself. He performed the janazah of Hamza radiallahu anhu 70 times also. So nonetheless, he remained in Makkah Mukarramah till Fathu Makkah. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam conquered, he ran away. He knew he was going to be killed. So he went to Taif. Now, Islam is progressing. People are coming into the fold of Islam in droves, in large numbers. And the people of Taif now send a delegation. They want to go and accept Islam. Wahshi says to himself, now what can I do? So he has intention of going to either Sham or Yemen. And some person comes to him and says to him, you know what? Why don't you accept Islam? Why don't you become a believer? Because Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does not kill any person who has entered into his deen. So now something comes into his heart. And the riwayat mentions that now he goes and proceeds to Makkah Mukarramah. When he reaches Makkah, he comes in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and immediately says the shahada. And he becomes a Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at him and says, "Wahshiyun anta, are you Wahshi?" He says, "Yes." "Are you the one who killed Hamza?" He says, "Yes." So then he says, okay, narrate to me the incident of how you killed my uncle. And he narrates the entire incident. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam puts a request forward to him that please keep your face away, avert your face from me, so that I don't look at you and remember Hamza. So he stayed like this until Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. But the point is that Allah forgived him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dear relative, his uncle, was killed by this man. But still Allah forgives him. Another riwayat mentions that Rasulullah ﷺ himself sent a message to Wahshi to accept Islam. And he recited these verses. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forgive shirk, but Allah forgives every other sin besides shirk for whomsoever He wishes. Before that, it was mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish a person who has committed zina, will punish a person who has killed. So Wahshi says, if this is the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that a person who kills, a person who makes zina, he will not be forgiven, he will be punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what chance do I have? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent a message to him with this ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Allah does not forgive shirk, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives everything else, any sin, for whomsoever He wishes. So Wahshi says, this is a condition, I don't know whether I will be forgiven or not. I don't know whether I will be forgiven or not. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends another message. And the ayat is revealed, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O my servants who have transgressed the limits, who have oppressed themselves, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not ever lose hope of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgives all sins. So, Wahshi, on this, he comes to Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, and he accepts Islam at the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, tawbah is something which Allah loves. And Allah will forgive every sin. There are so many opportunities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with for asking for His forgiveness. But there are certain conditions of tawbah also. And they are, it will take time to explain. But basic condition is a person who is involved in any sin, the first thing to do is that he must cut himself off from the sin. He must stop. Sometimes the person, he is making tawbah, he is asking Allah for forgiveness, but in his mind he is already preparing and planning what he is going to do next time. This is not tawbah. This is not sincere forgiveness, sincere repentance. This is not sincere repentance. A person has to have this firm resolution that he will never go back to the sin. So number one, cut himself off from that. That is why the person was told to go into the environment where the people are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his tawbah to be accepted. So we are many times in a situation where we have some friends or some associates who are involved in evil. If we are going to continue to stay with them, then we will continue in their evil habits. And we will not be able to stop that sin. So to curtail and to stop, we have to come out from their company. To stop the sin, we have to remove ourselves from their company. So come out from that company. And number two, is to have remorse and regret in our heart. This is in fact tawbah itself. The remorse and the regret in the heart of a person. Maybe he doesn't even say one word. He doesn't even lift his hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ask for forgiveness. But his heart is crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is tawbah in itself. And he must have this resolution never to return to that sin. Even if a person in this way commits a sin again, he is forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As long as his intention is to stay away from that. Even if he does that sin again and again, but always in his heart he has that he wants to stay away and he wants to cut himself off and he wants to never return to that sin. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking for. And on this intention of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually take a person away and Allah will make it easy for a person to stop that sin. So tawbah is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dearly loves. To take maximum opportunity from the month of Ramadan, we must make tawbah now beforehand. So that when we come into the month of Ramadan, we have a clean slate. We have a clean slate. And Allah's mercy starts to descend upon us from the word go. In this way, we will enjoy the month of Ramadan. A person who has no burden of sins, and now he starts fresh, and he starts the month of Ramadan with this objective that I want to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to follow the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he enters the month in this condition, then he will benefit tremendously and he will enjoy that Ramadan. So let us make an intention that we will stop our life of sin and that we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our ibadah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easier for us to see the month of Ramadan. We do not know we can go at any moment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us enjoy the fruits of the month of Ramadan for the rest of the year also. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.